It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The MS Run in the U.S. is a 3,000-mile relay across America that began in April. Later this week, local resident Don Cumlin will be taking part in the relay, running the equivalent of a marathon a day for 5 days. Don Cumlin joins us in Studio A to explain how and why she got involved with the MS Run. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So how did you get involved with the MS Run in the United States?
My sister Ashley Cumlin actually started the nonprofit organization in 2009, and she ran across America by herself in 2010. And our mother is the inspiration behind the relay. So she's had MS since she was since 1980.
And how is she doing?
She's okay. Every disease of MS is different in every different person, so every person has a different reaction to it. So she's okay, but her mobile ability isn't where it should be. She also has a hard time speaking sometimes. Can't really walk by herself, so she's doing better. She's not in a wheelchair or anything like that. Some days you have good days, some days you have bad days, but she's still here. So
you certainly have an inspiration here. And when this came up, had you been running a lot?
No, I ran cross country in high school, and I've only run half marathons, and that was enough for me until last year when the relay came about, and I wanted to be a part of it. My sister started it, and if I had the chance to run, I was going to. And I know that it is a lot of miles. I know it's insane to run 5 marathons in 5 days. But when you watch someone go through a disease where they're never going to be able to run again, it doesn't seem that bad to put yourself through a little mental and physical pain for 5 days.
So your part of the relay begins later this week.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting close. In fact, you came in wearing, you know, your jogging clothes and your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see the shoes here. You have some really top of the line running gear there. And how many do you have to have different pairs of shoes?
Because
mm-hmm. you're doing 5 marathons in five. I mean, you can ruin a pair of shoes in one day running 26
right.
miles.
Right. I'll be rotating through 3 different pairs of shoes.
Yikes. So that's you need a lot of equipment to do this. What else will this involve? You're part of the relay and just, you know, you got the equipment part taken care of, but as far as the nutrition, the rest, the recuperation, there won't be much time for that, obviously.
Right. Well, each runner has to raise $10,000. So aside from the running portion and the nutrition, I have to fundraise before the end of the run in September. So I have about 7,000 now, and people are able to go and donate msrunus.com/Don Cumlin. And then I've changed my nutrition quite a bit since I started this training for this. I used to drink soda all the time, love sugar. I cut all of that out. I eat very healthy. I eat a lot. I eat every 2 hours because I'm burning a lot of calories. I'm also going to have to wake up extremely early for my relay, which is rough for me. I'm not a morning person whatsoever.
I understand how you feel.
But I have to beat the heat because it's in the middle of August. So I have to get up early, probably around 5, start running at 6.
That's not too bad. There are a lot of people that do that every day, too. But not being a morning person, you probably can't relate to that too much.
Right.
Now, talk about the training. You said you've yet to do a 22-mile run?
I've yet to do a 26.2-mile run.
Oh, okay, 26.2.
The most mileage I've done so far is 22 miles usually. I run my more miles the end of the week, so probably Saturday or Sunday. And I run between about 8 and 17 miles during the week, and sometimes they're consecutive back-to-back days. I only have 1 day off a week, but my sister and I decided it would be better and more symbolic to save my very first official marathon for the first day of the relay when my mom and my dad are going to be here.
So it's unexplored territory. Does that,
right.
Is that a little seem a little daunting for
no,
you?
No, actually it doesn't because I think running is 90% mental, 10% physical. So once you get over the hump of running, you know, 15 miles, you can run the 26. It's not that bad. So, and I've already run 22, so that's just a couple more miles. Once you hit a certain point, it doesn't seem that bad anymore.
Now, tell us about the entries that you've been posting on the MS Run in the U.S. website.
Mm-hmm. Each runner has a blog, so I do have a blog. I will be posting a blog probably every day of my run to let everyone know how I'm feeling, what's going on. But so far, my blogs today have been just thanking my parents for always being supportive and letting people realize that it. I know that it's a lot of miles, but once you get past, you know, 3, 4, or 5 miles, it's not going to be that bad if you want to go for a longer mile or run. So, and also, like, a mile is a mile. So if you aren't big into running, but you're still getting out and doing something, even if it is a mile, that's still running and you're still doing something and still being active. So that's kind of where my blogs have been, just how I'm feeling and how it's been up until the relay.
There are certain injuries, or not injuries, but just little nagging aches and pains that someone will accumulate just over the course of running a regular marathon. And, mm-hmm. and it's not a marathon if it's not 26.2 miles, just to clarify that. Because sometimes you'll say to somebody, I'm running a marathon, and they'll say, well, how far? But it's not a marathon unless it's 26.2, the half is 13.1, and so on. But when you do these, I mean, for a lot of people, there are blisters, there is Achilles pain, there are all sorts of soreness that a person will feel, and that's just, you know, a marathon that they've trained for. They do it that day, and it's over. But you're going to do it, and then you're going to have 4 more days of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you doing to
prepare?
Yeah.
The only injuries I've had so far are blisters. So that's my only enemy. And
but you haven't done 26.2 miles yet.
Right. But I've done 22. And so that's only a couple more miles. So I will be taping my feet. Duct tape is wonderful for runners.
Duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
So who knew?
So that works well for the okay. blisters. And then I will be having ice baths every day.
Will there be a trainer or will there be medical personnel?
My sister is a trainer. She's a personal trainer, and she is an ultra marathon runner. So she will be my support team.
Okay. And what will happen if you get to, say, day 3 and your body is starting to break down and you've still got a couple more marathons to run? Then what?
Then I will walk some of it. I will finish this. I am going to get there.
You are bound and determined
yes.
to make sure that this happens. We're talking with Dawn Cumlin. She is taking part in the MS Run in the United States, a 3,000-mile relay across America that began in April. And as you've said, it ends in September.
Mm-hmm. September 6th in New York is our finish.
Fantastic. So this is an interesting concept. Who are some of the other people taking part in this?
We all come from completely different areas. I've only met probably one or two of the other runners. Some of them are from Wisconsin, some of them are Utah, some are from Colorado. Two of our relay runners actually have MS themselves. So, and they have finished their segments and they did amazing. So it's really inspiring to have a group of people, 16 of us, a team, and two of us have MS on the team. And we're all very supportive. It's like we're a family. Everyone's cheering each other on. So it's really nice. We, our youngest runner is, I believe, 22. She's running right now in Ohio. I'm our second youngest. So,
you are the second youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And who? And how? What's the age range? How high of an age does it go?
It goes from about, I would say, 22 to late 40s.
Which is not terribly old for a marathon
right.
runner.
Mm-hmm.
Although I suppose it's a little bit easier, maybe, to bounce back to do this 5 days in a row if you are a younger person.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suppose your body is going to feel like? Have you allowed yourself to think about what your body is going to feel like after that fifth day?
I'm not even thinking. I'm doing it one day at a time. I don't want to think about the pain that I'm going to be in on day 5. I just want to get through day 1. And then when I wake up for the second day, I will get through day 2 and so on. I'm not thinking how I'm going to feel on day 5. And if it is painful, there's people with MS that are in pain every day. So I will gladly take this pain. Just to be able to support them and fundraise and have awareness for this disease.
We're talking with Dawn Cumlin. Again, she's taking part in the MS Run in the U.S., a 3,000-mile relay across America. And again, she is running the equivalent of a marathon a day for 5 days. Now, we've talked about the pain, the agony of defeat, or, you know, the pun that has often been made about marathoners, the agony of the feet. But what about the euphoria you will feel when you cross the finish line after that fifth day?
I think it's going to be an emotional day. I think day one's going to be an emotional day because it's going to be my first marathon. So it's going to be amazing being able to cross that finish line, having my sister there, having my mom and dad there, just to show my mom that I love her and support her and honor her in that way. So it's going to be amazing to be able to cross the finish line.
And when it's all said and done in September, how much money will have been raised to fight MS?
We are trying to raise $500,000.
$500,000. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Good luck to all of the other people who are running, and we assume you're going to come through it with flying colors. Again, Dawn Cumlin is taking part in the MS Run in the U.S., a 3,000-mile relay across America. She's running the equivalent of a marathon a day for 5 days. Again, thanks again, Dawn.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and this is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.